We're going to turn, please, to the book of Exodus and chapter 12. You'll see very quickly the relevance of what I'm going to speak about tonight. Exodus chapter 12. And we'll read from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let none of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth until the morning shall ye burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. That's all we're going to read. I don't know how familiar everyone here is this evening with the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt. If you've seen the Ten Commandments, you'll know something of the story. I don't know how much that movie distorted the actual facts, but the basic facts, I'm sure, were there of their deliverance from Egypt. We don't have to use our imagination as to the significance of this particular story. When we come into our New Testament and 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we read these words, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So the story of the Passover lamb and the deliverance of Israel from Egypt relates to the death of the Lord Jesus upon the cross. Now, I particularly want to draw our attention to verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Very shortly, we're going to be entering into the first month of the year, a change in the calendar. Well, I want to speak for a little while about a change in Israel's calendar, a much more fundamental change than ours will be. With us, it will just be the beginning of a new year following on from the previous year. But with the Israelites, it's a totally different calendar for them. This month was not always the first month of the year to them. What calendar they went by up until this point in time, I don't know. But from this point in time, this month becomes the first month of the year. A new start for them. I want us to think about Israel's past. And I want to think about Israel's future. And I want us to see just what effected the change from their past to their future. That's all I want to speak about for a few minutes this evening. As far as their past is concerned, up until this point in time, they have been slaves in Egypt. And as children were born into the world, they automatically were slaves. The question arises, well, why was it so? Why were they slaves? You certainly couldn't say, certainly as far as the children are concerned, that they were slaves because of their sinful life. They are only just entering into life and they're already slaves. Why was it that these people were slaves in Egypt? Well, you have to go back into the book of Genesis. And when you go back into the book of Genesis, you discover that Jacob had 12 sons. One of those sons was Joseph. And Joseph was his father's favorite. And not without reason, by the way. Joseph was very different from his brothers. But they envied Joseph. And they actually made plans to kill Joseph. But they decided in the end, when they saw a group of merchants coming, that they would sell Joseph to these merchants. And these merchants took Joseph down into Egypt, where they sold him to Potiphar. And so Joseph was a slave in Egypt. But Joseph eventually became lord of all the land of Egypt. The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, said, "Only in the throne will I be greater than you." And Joseph delivered the land of Egypt from the famine conditions that existed at that time. Okay? Now eventually Joseph dies, and we come into the book of Exodus. And there arose another generation which didn't know Joseph. And Pharaoh made them his slaves, because they were multiplying so quickly that he was afraid that if they were attacked by some other foreign country, that these Israelites would take sides with their enemy and thus be able to leave Egypt. So he made them his slaves. So they were actually slaves because of the sin of their forefathers. Now you say, well, how does that relate to us? Well, my Bible teaches that you and I, as we're born into the world, are actually born slaves. We are the slaves to sin. Each one of us possesses a sinful nature. We don't become sinners when we sin. We sin because we are sinners. That's our nature. You don't have to teach a child how to do something wrong. But you do have to teach a child to do right. Because it's in the nature of every one of us to go astray. Isaiah says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." So you and I were born sinners, not because of any fault on our part, but because of our forefather, Adam. As by one man, listen to this verse, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death as a consequence of sin, so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. There is one root cause of death in the world, and that's sin. Not acts of sin, but the nature of sin. Because we have a sinful nature, we are going to die. So death is the proof that we were born slaves to sin. Okay? Now that's just the same with the Israelites. Now, there were many attempts in the book of Exodus up until this point to deliver the children of Israel. Well, they weren't really attempts as far as God is concerned. He sent judgment upon the Egyptians. It was with a view to Pharaoh letting the children of Israel go, but God knew that Pharaoh wouldn't let the children of Israel go. And so that brings us to this particular point here in the book of Exodus. The offering up of the Passover lamb. Moses instructed the people that every family was to take a lamb of the first year. It had to be a lamb that was perfect, didn't have any blemishes. And they were to keep it up from the 10th day of the month until the 14th day of the month. And on the 14th day, they were to kill the lamb and shed its blood and apply it by means of a leaf, a wild leaf, to the upper doorpost and the two side posts of the houses in which they dwelt. Because the destroyer, now, some people say the destroying angel. I used to. The Bible never says it was an angel. It just says the destroyer will pass through the land of Egypt. And every house where there was no blood on the upper doorposts and the two side posts, the firstborn son in the family was going to die. And so the Israelites were instructed to take a lamb and to shed its blood and apply it to the upper doorposts and the two side posts. And God said, when I see the blood, I will hover over you. God would protect them so that the firstborn son would not die. That was the means that God used in order to move Pharaoh to tell them to get out of Egypt. And so they were delivered by means of the Passover lamb. Now, our verse says, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and through perpetuity, as a nation, they have kept the memory of the Passover year after year after year. Their minds went back to that point here in Exodus chapter 12 when God delivered the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Their minds could go right back to that point in time. Now then, can I ask you a question? Have you got a new calendar? Was there a point in time in your life where everything changed? And you were given a new start altogether? And that particular moment in your life was the moment that you had a new calendar. You started life all over again. That's the way it was for the children of Israel. They were delivered by means of the Passover lamb. So what we learn from that is this. When God sent his son into the world, he sent him into the world to be our Passover lamb, to pay the price of our sin on the cross. Peter says, Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just one for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God, who his own self, says Peter, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Paul puts it this way, God hath made Christ to become sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. My new calendar started in September 1958, in the early hours of a Tuesday morning. I was on the island of Cyprus. I had been listening to the gospel over a period of time, not a great length of time, but over a period of time. And this day I was put on guard. I had a rifle slung across my shoulder and a live round up the bore. And I got down on my knees and I simply trusted Christ as my Savior. Now, I don't know how much I knew at that point in time, but I did know that something happened in my life at that moment in time that changed everything. It's changed the whole course of my life, and it has certainly changed my destination. Do you have that point in time in your life? When you came to understand that you were a sinner and that Christ died for you upon the cross and then rose again triumphantly from amongst the dead? And have you personally acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you admitted your need as a sinner and simply by faith received him? It will make all the difference in your life. I look back over 61 years since I trusted Christ as my Savior, and I have not had a single moment in time when I regretted the choice that I made. Because you see, everything's different now. The whole course of my life changed, and my destination changed. You see, these people were just about to enter upon a journey. They were leaving Egypt, and eventually they were going to come into the land of Canaan, a land of milk and honey, as it's described. And every believer in the Lord Jesus, who simply by faith has trusted him, has that wonderful expectation of one day being with Christ in heaven. Not because of any goodness in their life, but because Christ bore the judgment that was due to them, and they simply trusted him. Trust the Lord will bless his word to each one.